this morning. We worship your holy name, King of Glory, for evidence of your presence with us right from the beginning of this service. Thank you, Lord, for diverse ways, O Lord, of releasing your word of encouragement unto us. Thank you, Father, for miracles. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverances. Father, we are grateful unto you in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we have come to your table again, O Lord, to dine at your word, O Lord, Father, we pray that this session, O God, Lord, will not be an exception of your presence in the name of Jesus. Father, manifest your presence again in the name of Jesus. Father, send your word to us again in the name of Jesus. Father, as you send your word, we pray, oh God, that you will confirm your words, even with signs and wonders in our midst, in our lives, on every situation that we have brought before you today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I stand in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, at the name of the Lord Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Standing in this righteousness of your word, O God, I declare the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ over this gathering, over this environment, in the name of Jesus. I declare that every knee shall bow. Let every knee bow in the name of Jesus. Let every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord in the name of Jesus. I hold captive every spirit of buying and selling in the life of anyone here today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, let's be seated. We want to bless the name of the Lord even for this morning again, for the privilege of standing in the presence of the Lord. I want to thank the leadership of the church for the opportunity to stand here to minister. The Lord continue to back the leadership up more and more in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will continue to multiply his grace unto them in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome each one of us to the presence of the Lord this Sunday again. I want to say happy Sunday to everyone. I want to congratulate us for the privilege of appearing in the presence of the Lord this morning. It is a privilege. So many people want to come to the presence of the Lord, but they could not do to one thing or the other. But that you and I, that we are here, is a privilege. And God has brought you here this morning for a purpose. I want that one to be settled in your heart. That your being here this morning is for a purpose. If God has not ordained it that you'll be here, you can't be here. And God cannot invite you, cannot bring you here, and allow you to go back in vain. It is not possible. So I want to assure you that your coming to the presence of the Lord this morning is for a purpose. And I pray that the purpose shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. You will not miss the purpose of God for coming to his presence this morning in the name of Jesus. Brethren, the Lord has been speaking to us in diverse ways right from the beginning of this month of July, this second half of the year. We have been enjoying so much in the presence of the Lord. And this morning again, we are still going in that light of the direction that the Lord has been leading us. You know, the Lord has been leading us in his word. And this morning, it is not by your power that you stay through the first half of the year, 2022, the January running through June. God saw us through. And now that he has started with us, right from the beginning of this month of July, and I have this confidence that the Lord that has brought you to the beginning of the month of July, it will fulfill his purpose for this second half of the year in your life, in your family, upon your works, upon your businesses, upon your career, upon your expectation and desires in the name of Jesus. Upon this ministry, God shall fulfill his purpose, and none of us shall be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. I will not be ashamed. The ministry shall not be ashamed. In the name of Jesus. Remember our team. You know, we continue to refer to it and continue to refer to it. Because I see it that there's no way that you can detach yourself from that team as you even journey home, even with the Lord in the journey of eternal life. Quench my thirst, O Lord. That thirst must be there as we move on. Because when you stop having that thirst for God, such a person is gone. So that thirst, God will quench our thirst in the name of Jesus. Psalm 63, 1-3, as we read for our fresh oil service. There's this part of it that says that in the sanctuary of the Lord, maybe we'll read it before I, Psalm 63, quickly. Media, we are together, I'm sure. Psalm 63, verse 1. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Verse 2. To see thy power and thy glory. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Brethren, my longing, my burden this morning is that you're coming to the sanctuary of the Lord. You will not just come to the sanctuary of the Lord to come and dance alone, to come and praise, you know, to come and do that. But you will see the power and the glory of the Lord. As you come in, day out, to the sanctuary of the Lord, your coming will not be in vain. But you will come. As you come, you will see the power and the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Over every need, over every issue, over every expectation, over every desire of your heart, upon your life, upon your children, upon your spouses, upon everything around your life, you will see the power and the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. But if you want to see the power and the glory of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord, there are some things that are expected of us, of you and I, to do. Can we, media, Romans chapter 1, verse 20. NIV, please. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. NIV. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities. There are some invisible qualities about God since the beginning of the creation of the world. When you go through the book of Genesis, you know, at the beginning, there was darkness in the whole world. Everything was without any form, void. And because of the invisible qualities of God, there are nothing in this world or beneath the heart on the earth can dispute. God commanded, let there be, let there be, and let there be. And those things came into being. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power lies within and with him alone. And divine nature of God that cannot be, you can't dispute it, have been clearly seen. You and I, we can see it. You are the evidence of that invisible qualities of God, because he created us in his image. So this God's invisible qualities lies with God alone. And we are witnesses of those invisible qualities of God. You can see them all around you. I can see them all around me. You can see them in your family. You can see them all around when you go around. And the Bible says they have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, heaven and earth, all the things that therein, all the miracles, the testimonies that we listen to. No, don't leave that thing. The testimony that we listen to, they are part of the evidence of the invisible qualities of God. And the Bible goes on to say, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. So that you will know that there is somebody in heaven that controls the affairs of the earth. God continued to demonstrate, God continued to show forth his power and his glory day in, day out. And brethren, if you continue to see this glory and power, will you say that you are okay? You have had enough. You have experienced enough of God's glory and God's power. And that is the essence of our theme that I read to us at the beginning, that we are in the sanctuary of the Lord. We thirst for the presence of the Lord so that we will see the glory and the power of God. And I know that so many of us, I myself, and I know so many of us, we desire to see the glory of the Lord over certain issues, over some issues, over some outstanding issues, over some present issues around your life. You desire to see that glory. You desire to see that power of God. And the Lord will show it to us today in the name of Jesus. You will experience that glory of the Lord. You will experience that power of the Lord. But there's something you must do, brethren. We must position ourselves for that God's glory, for that God's power. And that is why I'm sharing. Positioning yourself, brethren, you and I, we must position ourselves for God's glory and power, because they are just normal things. That glory, that power, they are just part of this, our God. They are the invisible qualities of God that God is ready to release to us every time, every day. Anytime we knock at the door, anytime that we seek him, anytime we ask him, he wants to demonstrate that glory and his power in our lives, upon the situations that we may be passing through. But somebody must position. And so this morning we are saying that, let's position ourselves for God's glory and power. Because we have read it in that book of Romans that it is the invisible qualities of God. You know, it's what God wants to release. It's part of him. He wants to release it as we call upon him. He wants to release it as we seek his face. He wants to release it as we knock at the door. But we must position ourselves so that this glory, this power of God will manifest upon those expectations, upon our longings, upon our needs, upon our desires, upon everything that we are looking up unto God for. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. How do you position yourself for this God's glory? And I'm so much particular about this second half of the year that we journey on. As we journey on to the second half of the year, there are some things that the Lord have in package for us where he wants to demonstrate his power. And I want to take us to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 13. And I read from verse 17. Exodus chapter 13, I read from verse 17. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. When you hear Philistine, you know it's war. When you hear Philistines, what comes to the mind of a child of God is, it must be enemy, enemy, enemy. And the Bible says, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, you know, all the thing that happened in the land of Egypt, that is not what we are after. But if you will recall all the plagues, the demonstration of the power of God before the release of the people of Israel. And so the Bible has recorded that, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, so that they will not say, hey, Philistines again, another battle when the Lord had delivered us. God is leading us through a place in this second half of the year. And the Bible says, although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they returned to Egypt. Verse 18. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up and emerged out of the land of Egypt. And the children of Israel went up and emerged out of the land of Egypt. How are you moving on in this second half of the year? After the Lord had delivered you and I from the first half of the year, how are you prepared? What are the level of your preparation? What are the things that you arm yourself with as you are journeying on in this second half of the year? I hope you are not just moving into this second half of the year casually. I hope you are not just moving into this second half of the year. Oh, the Lord has done it. Let me just continue. I hope that is not your conclusion. I hope that is not your mind. I hope you are not just entering, you are not just going into this second half of the year without any thirst, without any longing, without any yearning, without any extra oil, without any extra oil in your lantern. The Bible says, as the Lord delivered the people of Israel from the land of Egypt, and as they were going by the leading of the Lord through the well of the wilderness of the Red Sea, the Bible says, and the children of Israel went up and emerged out of the land of Egypt. They were equipped. They positioned themselves. They were not just going, just ordinarily. They were not just going casually. I hope you are not just going ordinarily into this second half of the year. And that is the purpose of this message this morning. Brethren, all the happenings in the first half of the year, thank God for them. But that one should not make you to give up. Because God that has brought you to this second half of the year has a purpose, has something in store that you want to accomplish in your life. I hope you have not given up on those issues. I hope you have not given up. I hope you have not put them aside and whatever God wants to do, let him do with it. No, that will be a wrong one. You will see the glory and the power of God over those issues in the name of Jesus. But you must rise up. Rise up, brethren. Rise up, sisters. We must rise up from every resistance of the purpose of God, any resistance against the purpose of God, against God's glory and God's power over those longing. We ourselves must rise up against them. We must rise up from slumbering again. We must not go to sleep over those issues. We must be armed. We must position ourselves so as to be able to see God's power. God's power will not just come. God's glory will not just come like that. It's not something you can just pick alongside road. It's not something you can just pick when you are sleeping. Somebody must rise up. Rise up against all weights. Rise up against all discouragement you must have faced in the first half of the year, brethren. Rise up against every form of discouragement. Rise up. The people of Israel, they were armed out of the land of Egypt as the Lord led them through. As the Lord is leading you into this second half of the year, my brothers and my sisters, position yourself. Rise up. Rise up. Let there be a longing. Let there be a thirst for God's glory and God's power over every issue. Get yourself out of every form of confusion. Get yourself out of every form of distractions. Rise up. Can we, media, can we open to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 and 10? 1 Samuel chapter 1, thank you, 9 and 10. So Anna rose up We cannot exhaust talking about this first book of Samuel. So Anna rose up. We are all familiar with the story of Anna. After all the discouragement, confusion in the home of Elkanah with Peninnah and all this and that, it got to a time. Anna rose up. After they had eaten in Shiloh, he has been going to the sanctuary, be coming and going and going and going. But it came a point. And the Bible have it recorded that. So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh. And after they had drunk, now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the law. Note it. Anna rose up. 10, please. Verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord. What will your rising bring? What will come out of your rising this second half of the year, brethren? What will you do with your rising? When you rise up this second half of the year, what will you do? Will you rise up and just be looking? Will you rise up and just fold your hands? Will you rise up and continue to repeat the way you did it in the second half of in the first half of the year? No. You will rise up as Anna rose up. And we know the end of the story of Anna. Anna rose up, not just mere words, not just carelessly. Anna rose up with a longing, with a thirst that enough, I've been coming to this Shiloh. This particular year, there must be a change. God, I desire a change. And as you enter the second half of the year, brethren, rise up. Let us rise up. And all the hands of the Lord, and Lord, we desire a change. We desire a new story. We don't want the same story again about our expectations. We will rise up as Anna rose up, and there was a change because he woke with all our hearts. He cried out with all our hearts. He refused confusion. He refused discouragement. She insisted on a change. And the Bible says, he prayed unto the Lord as she had never prayed before. She prayed unto the Lord and heaven opened unto Anna. And the Bible says, she wept sore, telling us that a rising up, a weeping was not from the flesh. She groaned in her spirit, man, and heaven opened unto Anna. And as you will rise up the second half of the year, brethren, no matter what has been the issue or the situation, the God of heaven and the heart, the God of miracles, the God of wonders, the God that is full of invisible qualities, will show you his glory, will show you his power. The power and the glory of the Lord will manifest upon those your longing, upon us your expectation this second half of the year in the name of Jesus. As Anna was not ashamed, you will not be ashamed over those needs, over those expectations. You will not be ashamed. May the Lord strengthen you to rise up in the name of Jesus. And I want us to see something in the First Chronicles also before we leave that one. Media, First Chronicles chapter 4. 9 and 10 also. And I was wondering why 9 and 10. I was just wondering why 9 and 10. If you look at that of 1 Samuel, 9 and 10. You know, and the Holy Spirit just drew my attention. I said, I've never even taken note of this. Why 9 and 10? There is something God wants to do. First Chronicles 9, verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. 10, please. And Jabez called. Jabez also rose up. He has been carrying it all about. Child of sorrow. Mr. Child of sorrow. Brother Child of sorrow. And he said, no, I can't continue with this name. You must refuse everything that contradicts the word of God, the promises of God in your life. That is the way to rise up, brethren. You must refuse it. It's not my name. Things that are not, I cannot find in the word of God. cannot be my identity. We refuse every identity that contradicts the word of God and the lives of the brethren in Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach in the name of Jesus. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, as we will call upon God this morning, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my cause, and that thy right hand might be with me, and that thou wilt keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. There is a version that says, I can't remember that version again, you know, but he refused, you know, talking about pain. You know, Jabez arose and refused his former estate. I don't know if you can get that version for me, but notwithstanding, if you can't get it. You know, Jabez arose and refused his former estate. Brethren, we must arise. Refuse your former estate. Refuse the state you have been in the first half of the year. Refuse it. If they are not pleasant, it's not supposed to be your portion. If they are not good, they are not supposed to be your portion. Jabez arose and refused every complacency. He refused pain. He refused judgment of the enemy. What has been the judgment of the enemy concerning your life? He refused reports that is contrary to God's word. You must refuse the report that is contrary to God's word. And students that are here, you must arise, oh. We must arise, oh. We will not allow the enemy to play with the destinies of our students. And so the church must arise. And so inside of you, if you have been doing one business or the other, you better finish this your course first and get your certificate. Don't think that, maybe there is time for me to do other things. There is time for me to do other. Don't forget, there are some other students in private universities. And they are students also. And when they finish earlier, they become your senior. So you must rise up. And refuse the report that is contrary to God's word. That your life will not cause you pain. This second half of the year, everything that has been giving you pain over your life, over your children, over your family, over your career, over your education, we must refuse it. You must rise up and refuse it. And let the invisible qualities of God, in the demonstration of the power of the glory of God, show forth over those issues. And the Lord will grant it to us in the name of Jesus. And as we continue also, brethren, there's this aspect I see again. The attitude of inquiry is an important posture or position for hearing God. Do you care to know, God, what are you saying concerning this issue? How many times have you been in the presence of God? You want to know why, God? What is behind this thing? What is it? Why is it repeating itself? Why am I not having breakthrough concerning this thing? Why am I not seeing the demonstration of God's glory and God's power over this issue? You must inquire from the Lord. David, 1 Samuel chapter 23, 4 and 5. 1 Samuel chapter 23, 10 and 11. At every point in time of the life of David, when David is facing any challenge or wants to move forward to face the enemy on behalf of the people of Israel, David will not just march into the front of the battle. David wants to sit at the feet of God to say, God, should I do this? What should I do about this, God? And God has always been faithful to David. God will tell David, you can move on. You can move against the enemy of my people. At times God will say, hold on. You cannot do this. How many times have we withdrawn ourselves to seek the face of God, not asking this thing around? It's okay you have the longing, it's okay you have the expectation, it's okay you have the desire. But how many times have you withdrawn yourself to the presence of the Lord to say, God, okay, I've been calling upon you concerning this. I've been asking this concerning my life, concerning my job, concerning my work, concerning this and that, concerning this thing around me. How many times have you stayed in the presence of the Lord to ask God, grant me the secrets behind? Brethren, look, if you don't get the secrets, one will just be beating about the bush. And that is what the enemy wants us to be doing. But this second half of the year, no one will beat about the bush again. You know, when you get the secret behind it, you get the appropriate word of God to knock the enemy on his head. So this second half of the year, as we rise up, we will also inquire. We will also ask God, God, what is happening? God is always ready to speak to us, but we are not available. We are occupied with so many things. Our heart is filled with so many things, irrelevancies. But this second half of the year, the Lord will deliver us from all irrelevancies. In the name of Jesus, we will seek the presence of the Lord, and God will speak to us. Position yourself, brethren. Position yourself. I will position myself. What will you do this second half of the year? No answer. I want you to commit yourself in the presence of the Lord. You will also position yourself. As you position yourself, God will show you his glory. He will show his power over those issues. But somebody must rise up. Somebody must stay in the presence of the Lord to know why. God, what do you want me to do? You want me to be rising up around 12 in the night to be calling upon your name? Oh, you want me to stay upon the word of the Lord and to search and to get the appropriate word and now to be using that appropriate word and for the demonstration of the invisible qualities of God to manifest? You are the one that can do it, and the Lord will enable you to do it in the name of Jesus. And another one that I think that we can do, we need direction. We need direction. We need direction. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. You know, I was wondering, God, why God decided not to take, you know, there is a shortcut. There was a shortcut for God to have led the people of Israel. But God decided not to take them. Let me read verse 17 to us again. Say, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not. God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. Although that was near to our face, one would have preferred to go through that shortcut. But God had his own reason. And he said, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war. And they say, God, we thought you have delivered us from the wall of the Egyptians. Why are you taking us to this side again? But God did not do that. God knew who his people will be. And he knew what the decision they would take. So when you see the direction from God, because God is the one that created you, created every one of us, he knows what he will do. He knows what your action can be, even before you decide, before you show it up. And God now knows, when you see direction, God will now be leading you accordingly. That is why you cannot just go on your own. That is why you cannot just take any decision. That is why you cannot just say, oh, because Sister A, the way God fought the battle of Sister A, exactly, that is the way God will fight the battle of Sister B. No, you have to sit in his presence and ask for direction. And as you seek for the direction, God will lead you aright in Jesus' name. And there's this one that you must position yourself. It's hard. But without doing it, we may not be able to see this demonstration of God's power and God's glory. And that is obedience. Position yourself for obedience, brethren. Position yourself for obedience to God's word. Media, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Brethren, I don't know. We cannot overemphasize this aspect of obedience. Hey, it may not be palatable, But because you want to see God, thank God for the testimony, you know, whether testimony is part of it, but an exhortation also part of it when our brother was giving us an exhortation on not holding any grudge against anybody. Our brother stood there the other time during the testimony time was exhorting us. Because you may miss the opportunity when you do it. You may not find another opportunity to repent, you know, and you will even be blocking the way of the Lord from reaching, you'll be blocking the hand of the Lord from reaching you when you hold grudge or when you refuse to forgive somebody. Obedience. Position yourself for obedience to God's word. Every word of God that you hear, brethren, for God's sake, for you to be able to see the demonstration of God's glory and God's power, for you to have rest, for you to have peace, for you to have joy. Please, if you think it's too hard, can't you stay in the presence of God and cry out, God, help me. I must not perish. God, help me. I must not be destroyed. It seems to be hard. I've witnessed it before. I've witnessed it before. And I was standing before the altar. And I was saying, oh, it's too much. I cannot let go. Brethren, I'm telling you the real story. I was standing before the altar of God. And I was saying, no, I can't let go. It's too much. It's too much. And I remember the minister of God that was standing in front of me years ago was saying, let's go. He said, let's go. The minister held on to me and said, let's go, my daughter. I am the one that have, I said, you are not the one that have done it. You are not the one that have done it. He said, let's go. I'm the one. See me as the one that have done it. And I busted into tears. And I said, okay, I let's go. And I shouted and I said, let's go. And I received my peace. Will you believe it? That same year, God visited me with the fruit of the womb. Brethren, all these things, they are not parable. They are not fame. If you are holding anything, if you refuse to obey God's word, you are blocking the channel of blessing unto your destiny. Please, let's go. Please, let's go. Obey God's word. It has no expiry dates. Obedience has no expiry dates. In the army, in the first and the last rule, is unquestionable obedience. As they are given the order, they must just carry it out. And in the Old Testament, obedience is rated above sacrifice and offering. Let's go. Don't disobey God. When you disobey God, it's an invite to disaster. When you disobey God, you may not see it immediately. You may just think that, oh, what is this? Small thing. What is this? Small thing. It's not small thing, no. It's go beyond small thing. You hinder the flow of God to your destiny when you don't obey God's word. On any area of your life, on any area of our life, on any aspect of our family and our homes, concerning our relationship with one another, obey God's word. Tolerate it. Endure it. Embrace it. Embrace one another for the sake of God. Let's go. And you see God fighting your battle. Because it's not time of testimony. That thing that I told you, see, when I let go, it's God who has said, like, eh! So God, you can fight this battle. It's like it's enough, God. But God, just a step, let's go. It was hard, but God helped me. God will help you also in the name of Jesus. Your Christian journey is made easy to the fullest when you obey God's word. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. It's for our sake. Gbogbo oro Olorun to wa nu Bibeli yi. It's for your sake. Se Olorun lo ni die ni. It's for your sake, it's for my sake. Embrace it. Embrace it. When God gives you an injunction, brethren, please embrace it. And the Lord will help you and will help us in the name of Jesus. It fuels answers to our prayers. It's open door, the door to being led by the Holy Spirit. You desire a change of story, obey God's word. You desire a change of story, obey God's word. You desire a change of situation, obey God's word. And you will see what will follow. And as I try to round up with my time, another thing that is seen to be arch. You know, this thing, there are some things that are hard. And devil is the devil that is making it to be hard. So that we will not get breakthrough. So that we will not be moved from the cage of the enemy. Devil knows that when you get a breakthrough from those things, otipari, then you are at liberty. Then you can celebrate, then you can rejoice. But the enemy will want to stand and say, you want to let go. You want to do this and that. Are you not so? Are you not this? Are you not that? Don't you have the power? Can't you do it your own way? Can't you? Are you not your own self? Why will you lower yourself because of somebody? Why will you stoop down for somebody? Why will you? The enemy will just be advancing reasons. We'll be advancing reasons. Reasons that are not normal. May the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. Don't forget, arise in longing to God to position yourself before the Lord. You must arise. And as you arise, put on the attitude of inquiring from God. And as you do that, get direction of God. Then obey. Position yourself for the obedience of the word of God. And the fifth one, give yourself to correction. You know, it seems hard. Give yourself to correction through God's word. When you are reading the word of God, and you know the word of God is like a mirror. Media, Psalm 25, verse 9. You know, the word of God is like a mirror. When you are reading it with all sincerity, you are putting your life side by side onto it. That word will be saying, my child, this one, you are not doing it well. But you know something? When you have that ego, you say, Goju Ekurume, it's not for you. It's for, and you'll be thinking about Sister Lagbaja in your subgroup or your brother Lagbaja. That word is for that person. I need to encourage that person. You must see God's glory and God's power this second half of the year. No one will be left out as we submit ourselves to God's leading in the name of Jesus. Give yourself to correction through God's word. And you know God's word. You know the funniest thing? God's word is not only when you sit down with it, as we are sharing it now. As somebody will be standing here sharing the word of God, God's word is coming to you. As God will be sending somebody that is also, you know, your leaders to you, be sharing the God's word with you. It's not God that will come down. God has given us the word, and that is the word. It is not left for you to give yourself to that word, so that when that word that is to correct you, to chastise you, when that word is doing it, you submit yourself. When you're having a kind of hardness of heart, it is the devil in hell. Devil that doesn't want you to see God's glory and God's power. Is the one that will be questioning, will be making you to rationalize it. After all, this and that. Give yourself to correction. Position yourself to correction. It may be from your leaders. It may be, I don't know why it's so hard. But it's when you submit yourself to God that it's become so easy for us to heed to it. When word is coming like this, it's to correct us. When you are reading in your quiet time, it's to correct you. When you are hearing it from your leaders, from our pastors, from authority, give in to it. Submit yourself to that correction. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The meek will be guided in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The meek will he teach his way. The humble will God teach his way. We have talked about direction. We have talked about receiving direction from God. We have talked about the obedience to God's word. If you are not humble enough, there's no way God will teach you his way. There's no God will guide you on how to get out of those issues. There's no how God will lead you on how to come out of that issue. Brethren, please, submit yourself to God. Humble yourself in the word of God. And of course, another one I want to say is that declaration of God's promises concerning those expectations of yours. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Open your mouth wide. I shall live. I shall not die. I shall live. I shall not die. I am healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm above only and not below. You declare the word of the Lord. Declare the word of the Lord concerning your situation. Continue to say it, whether you have seen it yet or you are not seeing it. Continue to say it. Continue to declare it. Day in, day out, and as you declare it, you begin to see the manifestation of God. You begin to call those things, as Romans chapter 4, verse 17 says, you can begin to call those things that are not. Begin to call them, and you see them manifesting. You may not see them, but you declare the word of God. You send the word of God to them, and the word of God begins to bring them to manifestation. You must not keep quiet. Open your mouth wide, and let the word of the Lord manifest. And finally, brethren, position yourself to engage in warfare on a daily basis. Because the devil has not gone to sleep. Oh. As you win this battle, you think that it's supposed to be a shame. You'll be strategizing again. And that is why you cannot go. Christian, in my tea, what's in me? Don't go to sleep. Engage in spiritual warfare with the enemy over your lives, over your family, over your work, over all your expectation. Can we rise up as we open to Psalm 94? Psalm 94, media, and that is where we are. And we want to engage in that warfare. The warfare, things that the enemy will not make you to obey his word, the word of God. Engage in daily warfare with the enemy. Psalm 94. Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked and how long shall the wicked triumph? The wicked cannot triumph over our lives. The wicked cannot triumph over this ministry. In the name of Jesus. Because we will not keep quiet. Because we always rise up to silence the enemy over everything. Over all his resistance and all his opposition. And so you also, you cannot afford to keep quiet. Can we rise up on our feet? Can you respond to the word of the Lord? In which area do you want to position? Do you want to receive grace this morning? Do you want to receive strength? Do you want to receive help from the Lord? That the Lord will help you. Close your eyes and talk to God, brethren. Ask for help. In which area have you been finding it difficult to position yourself? In the place of rising up, in the place of sustaining your longing and your thirst before the Lord, in the place of obedience, in the place of staying in his presence to receive direction. In which area has it been difficult for you? In accepting correction, in heeding to correction. Can you begin to say, Lord, I don't want to be destroyed. I release myself unto you, O God. I release myself unto you. Lord, position my life. Position my life to see your glory. Position my life to see your power. Lord, position my life. I submit my life unto you. I release my life unto you for this second half of the year, Lord. I want to see your glory. I want to see your power. Lord, release grace. Release help for me to position my life in the name of Jesus. And I want you to begin to pray now as we use that Psalm 94. Whatsoever may be opposition or resistance against your seeing the glory and the power of God over those areas of your life, will you cry, oh Lord God, show yourself. This second half of the year, Lord must show himself mighty on our behalf. Can you begin to pray? Lord, show yourself. Show yourself over everything. every issue in our lives, in our homes, in our family, Lord. Show yourself, oh Lord, over those expectations. Lord, show yourself, lift up yourself, oh God, against the enemy of my soul. Lift up thyself, oh Lord. Lift up thyself. The enemy cannot triumph over my life. The enemy cannot triumph over my destiny. Lift up thyself, oh God. Lift up thyself, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Imi feri ogore. Feri ogore. Imi feri ogore sokale. Bi mo tin pe o mo wojure emi feri ogore emi feri
just for 1 minute. As the word was going on, the Lord brought something to me, to my spirit, and told me, I said, I want to go far with you this second half of the year. May your people be ready. And I sat down, and I was just like, Lord, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. You want to go far with us. You want to take us far. But Lord, we need help. We need help. And I pray by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every one of us will position ourselves to receive this help from the Lord. That God will take us far, amen, beyond every expectation, beyond our dream in this remaining part of the year. That it means that we are the one that limits God. But this time around, you're going to cry unto the Lord, Father, I will not limit you again. I will not limit you again. I will not serve as obstruction to your work in my life. I will not stand as an obstruction. Lord, in your move in this second half of the year, it will not be that I am the one that I'm doing myself. Emi kon mo ma se ara mi. Emi o ni se ara mi. It is a pity when a man is undoing himself and he does not know. And he continue to undo himself. He continue to do or undo himself. When you see someone, don't share. Will you like to talk to the Lord? Will you like to cry unto the Lord? Father, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I want to see your glory. I want to see your power indeed. Father, by the name of Jesus, I will not obstruct you. I will not hinder you. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. I need help. Help me. I position my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I position my life in the place of obedience. I position my life in inquiring you. I position my life to live in the word of God. I position my life, oh God, to tarry in your presence. I position my life to seek you, Father. Lord, help me. I position my life, oh God, to engage in warfare, to daily warfare, even in this second half of the year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Let the grace be made available to this life. In the name of Jesus, let the grace be made available. Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, by the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, thank you very much, Lord, for the word that you have sent to us. Lord, the word, you have corrected us. You have rebuked us. Lord, we are ready to change. We come before your throne, the Lord. We are ready to change. Holy Spirit, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are responding to change. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that our life will not remain the same again. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, transform our lives. Transform our lives. By the power of your Spirit, transform this life that we will be able to access this glory, to be able to access your glory and power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the way of glory and the power be made known. Grant us access to this way of glory and power in this second half of the year, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, gracious Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we are ready to pay the price. We are ready, by the name of the Lord Jesus, to walk in obedience, to live a life that is responsible, the Lord, unto you, to inquire in your house. Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, we ask for strength to engage in warfare. We ask for grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, that we will respond into correction. We will not be too edgy. In the name of Jesus, we receive grace to walk in meekness. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Father. Help us, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In this assembly, Father, we will respond. And by the name of the Lord Jesus, we will see your glory. See the generation gospel outreach. We will see the glory of the Lord. We will see God's power. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We exalt you. We give you glory and praise. Thank you for your servant whom you have used. We pray that by the name of the Lord Jesus, our own life also will see glory. We will see power of the Lord in this second half of the year. In the name of Jesus, you will replenish her. Thank you, faithful Father. We bless you and worship you. We magnify you. For our life will never remain the same again. Thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.